Fast forward to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Under the spreading chestnut tree, the village smithy stands. And instead of equine footwear, he's making pots and pans. In fact, horseshoes were a minor part of a blacksmith's repertoire, according to Bill Irwin, manager at the Barrington Living History Farm at Washington-on-the-Brazos.
They were much more important as manufacturers. If you had anything made out of metal, it would have come from a blacksmith up until the Industrial Revolution when factories took over.
Learn more about blacksmithing October 29 and 30 when members of the Houston Area Blacksmiths Association and other smiths from around Texas meet at Barrington and demonstrate this vanishing art and science.
We're going to be working with the blacksmiths to produce some things for the farm that will be used here, but they will also be demonstrating their wares that they normally make. Many of them are hobbyists in that they'll take on specific projects and build them for themselves or for friends. Some of them are actually doing this as a job. They are full-time blacksmiths, and they make a number of things out of metal that the general public might be interested in or could buy. But the important thing is they're really showing folks that art of working with metal, taking a cold piece of steel and using fire to turn it into something useful.
Cost to attend the event is $4 for adults and $2 for students. That's our show. Now go outside and play. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.